prince. And I'm calling his model many things, including the sensuousness of thought sits at the nexus between science, the infinite, and the overturning of the system, love. And the overturning is love, not the system. In the number 11, Prince Juxtaposition, the one which says, to counter powers claim of us, we must claim the infinite, from the July 9, 2017 show, featured the song, Rave Unto the Joy Fantastic, world full of lovers, city full of good times, rave. Don't go undercover. I can get you out of your mind. Come on, rave. All you need is a good walk and a brand new position. Then we can spread the real soul, doing it like a mission. Rave. Listening to his thought and his delivery of it made me appreciate again both Prince's method and his ability to present it simply but condensed, requiring, like Emily Dickinson, for instance, that we use our thought to unpack it, which underscores his brilliance. As thought getting stuck is the problem. Whether thought has stalled completely, as can happen when a child is tortured in infancy by being forced and does not rebel, that is, hold on to themselves against it and is turned into a functionary, or whether it has been starved of authenticity and subdued to the trap of thinking linearly, which is power's plan for those who are advanced by the system in academia, a tactic of control. Prince's method for breaking into the frozenness of class-bound thought, is sensuous, and our analysis confirms it, and it explains the bankruptcy of the class trained left, who have no other reference or frame but it, the system, which is not about economics, but soul theft. The way in to breaking through the frozenness of class is sensuous, letting the mind perceive sensuously, as Nikola Tesla modeled for us, as well as Prince, letting the body rest, drift, perceive existence in its depth, in the sensuousness of the infinite. Merging with Prince dissolves the calculus and invites in the all of it. The radical unity of mind, body, and spirit, that which is active and dissolves, overcomes, seeds with life, its opposite. But we mustn't forget that it's not just Prince and Marcuse whose plans for the continuing evolution of the human spirit we've been evaluating. Plans for the human being getting free from the Plato's tribesmen. Theirs by dismantling the digital garden. And developments since Marcuse wrote clearly confirm the soundness of Prince's focus, his strategic sense in concentrating our resources on this dismantlement. Power's need to disconnect us from Earth in all its manifestations is relentless. Prince obviously knows this, and so calls our attention to the key infrastructure for maintaining our slavery. And is it clear that by digital garden, Prince means not the social media infrastructures that we create to achieve our freedom, but the panoptic digital spaces power would herd us to and monitor us in. I hope that's clear, and we'll continue to unpack that, if not. We've also been considering Proudhon's target and strategy, erosion of power's means, starving that beast while feeding our beauty, which, with dismantlement of the digital garden, is clearly of a piece.
Then the sub can go, I cry me X. That's when I go to the max. I go to the max.
Yo, baby, tell me where the party's at.
The max.
Hey, yo, baby, I wanna suck with a car. But you left me in such a cold, cold world to suffer in. And contrary to popular belief, even though one's life is brief,